And again, what we're doing is we can see it very much depends on the operation type, whether people are taking nodes for non-invasive cancers. So if you have a mastectomy, then nodal status is known for around 85% of these non-invasive cancers, and 78% of them are having that nodal status determined on the basis of a sentinel lymph node biopsy. If we look at patients treated with breast-conserving surgery, then very small proportion of them have no nodal status, about 10%, and 88% of that nodal status was determined using sentinel lymph node biopsy. But again, I would point you at the variation between regions. It isn't consistent what we're doing. I haven't brought the slides to show you what it's like between units, but they are basically the usual S-shaped curves. We have not really decided what we're doing.